full of juice.
It's 6 a.m., and Erica Davis is getting 16-month-old Jer ready for the day.
Ready to go, daycare? Ready to go? Oh, here she is. She's out there going.
The 23-year-old single mom tosses a mesh tote over her shoulder. Inside, a hard hat, lime green worker's vest, and calculator.
All right. Here we go.
Davis is one of nearly 200 city residents learning a building trade through a pre-apprenticeship program called the Roar Academy.
All right. Good morning, Miss Sheila. All right, doodle. See you at 3 o'clock. I love you.
The academy was created by city and school district officials to help increase diversity hiring. They had to in order to get state funding for planned renovations to a dozen school buildings. Minorities have to make up 20% of the workforce and women 7%.
The curriculum is very intense.
Nicole Jefferson co-owns CCP, or Career Compliance and Placement. It's the company the board hired to set up the training.
If they're not conscious of their attire, what they're wearing, their mental aptitude, physical, because they all have to take the state of New York's test to get into the apprenticeship themselves. This is the part to get them ready.
Jefferson says that includes polishing resumes and improving interview and communication skills. Participants also get help earning their GEDs and cleaning up bad licenses. Davis attends a math class every day as part of her training to get into the roofers union.
It is really like they holding our hands and taking us step by step, which is really intimate. It's a really good experience. So I made a commitment and I'm going to stick with it and I'm not going to leave.
The point is not just to be putting people through a training program. You're trying to change people's quality of life. And I think people sometimes forget that part. They're just looking at it's a job, it's not Walmart. No, this is a career that's going to change your life.
Jefferson says the program drew over 1,000 applicants on its first day.
We didn't realize that so many people were going to show up.
Board member Jerome Underwood says that was more than triple the board's enrollment expectations.
However, with the economy the way it is, there's a lot of people on the bench, unemployed, underemployed. So the response was wonderful. It was wonderfully overwhelming.
20% of African Americans and Latinos living in Rochester are unemployed, and many of those in the program don't have jobs. That includes Davis, who's been without work for the past 2 years. Her unemployment ran out in March, so when the pre-apprenticeship program came up, Davis says she had to take it.
It is very challenging, but can't sit back and wait for someone to hand me something. If I want something, I have to earn it. I have to go out and get it, you know?
Davis climbs a ladder 32 feet onto the roof of the old Maynard's building on North Clinton Avenue. That's where she's getting hands-on experience with a sawzall, cutting away old tarnished sheet metal from a leaky roof. Students work 8-hour days Monday through Friday without wages. Since February, many participants have dropped out. Underwood says those that are left are very dedicated.
They're making a significant investment in themselves. And we really, really, really want to go to bat for them in terms of making sure, though we can't guarantee them jobs, we want to put them in a position to be demanded.
Break! Break time! We're going down the ladder! Hard hats on! Safety glasses should be on all the time!
Carlette Claire, WXXI News.
Don't waste time! Your time's starting now! Thank you.